Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a $49.89 taken out of my checking account in January under your name, you people. I also have one for March. What are these? I didn't charge it.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am, where I can access this for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, can I start out by getting your zip code?
45417.
You said 45417?
Yes.
And what is your first and last name?
Sharon Abner. And do I have the right number? Let me go over that. 1-844-888-0856.
It really depends on what you're calling about before I can see if you have the right number, because we are a third-party call center and we
it
do service.
It says ADAMAN Tyne Group, U.S. Adam and Tyne Group, whoever that is.
It just depends on what's on your account, if I can locate an account for you.
And the fraud department on my credit card said it was for an escort service.
Oh, no, ma'am. I never heard of that here. You wait, let me see. You said the zip code was 45417?
Yes.
I'm not able to. Okay. Spell your first name for me, ma'am.
Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N.
And spell your last name, please.
Abner, A-B-N-E-R.
Let me try to see if I can locate some with that last name. Give me one second. So, it's H-A-R-O-N.
Yes.
All right. Okay, I did locate a account for you, Ms. Sharon. For
yes.
Security purposes, can you verify your address, please?
312 Cypress Court, Dayton, Ohio, 45417.
Okay. And I do see back on January the 12th, where you did the contest entry ticket for the... That right there is for the Bikes Hub. It's a supersonic, and what that is, it is a meal planning app.
A what?
A meal planning app. This is something that you did online. Maybe you did something like a sweepstakes offer for a, it could have been for an iPhone, an iPad,
I don't
or
have
something.
An iPhone or iPad.
No, it's something that you did online to fill out for to receive a free item. It is for
I did not give you the right to take $49.69 out of my account twice, January and March.
Okay, well, ma'am, the only charge I see here is January the 12th. I don't see any other charge
this
after that.
This wasn't the 12th. This is the 13th.
I don't see anything for March. I only see one charge of this, the day that you placed this order, which was January the 12th at 1:09 p.m.
And what was the amount?
$49.89.
Yes, that was withdrawn on the 13th by a group called Adamantine Group 5817.
Are you saying 13th of January?
Yes.
Okay, well, it probably that day when it was taken, but it was the 12th in our system.
Okay, what was the one in March?
I don't see any charge for March, ma'am. I only
company,
see.
Ma'am, I'm telling you this.
I'm only going off what's in front of me now. I do have this account pulled up for you, but I only see the charge for January the 12th.
And what's the name of the company?
It's for the Bites Hubs.
Bike?
Bite, B-I-T-E-S, Hub.
And what is that?
Okay, so this would be for something that you did online.
I didn't do this. I want to get to the bottom of this.
You never filled out nothing to receive a free item?
No. I only order things through Amazon and eBay.
Okay, you could have done it through Amazon or eBay, ma'am.
No, I don't do things like that. I order products.
Okay, well, this is a monthly recurring charge. Man, what I can do for you is I can make that monthly rate $20 a month.
Oh, no, I don't want any of this on me. I want none of this on me, and I want my money back in my account. That's fraud, ma'am.
Okay, you had this since January. Give me one second, ma'am. Is this your first time calling us?
Pardon?
I see you called us back on the 14th of January.
This bank?
No, ma'am, this is not a bank. You called us back on January the 14th.
Okay.
Okay, so okay, so ma'am, what are you calling for today? Because you called us.
Obviously, I did not know this was what was going on. Because now I see it appearing in March.
We don't have anything in our system.
Well, it came out in March, the beginning of March. I haven't got the statement yet. A fraud department on my card called me. Well, they blocked my card, and I called them, and why? And they said there's a charge for the same amount on January 14th, and there was one, I think it was like on the 7th or something of March. The same two. And when she said it looked like an escort service.
No, ma'am, you might be calling the wrong number, because it's the same number you called back on the 14th of January. And you spoke with someone. You called twice on the 14th of January.
Okay, did they?
They canceled the account. No, ma'am, they canceled the account for you.
Did they put it back in my account?
No, ma'am, we're not able to refund that amount. We wasn't able to refund it then when you called back on the 14th.
Who is administering?
Ma'am, you called the wrong number. We don't do anything with no escort.
Withdrawal, ADAMANTINE group, whatever that means, 5817.
Okay, ma'am.
Phone number.
When you called on the 14th, we canceled this account out. We did not have no access to your information to debit it your account again. If we would have, we would have debited for February. Ma'am, we didn't do it. When you called the council on the 14th, we canceled the account. We didn't debit your card for March. You need to speak with your bank and see who did that, because we did it. Okay, well, you need to contact your bank, ma'am.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I need all the information from the January 13th. Tell me again what that was through.
BIT.
I'm going to go down and file fraud charges, and I don't even have any information.
B as in boy, I. T as in Tom, E as in Eat, S as in Sam. Hub, H-U-B.
What's their phone number?
It's going to be 1-855-207-1119.
And they brought it to you on what date?
This was charged on the 12th of January.
And would they have any idea who ADAMTINE is? Administine?
I mean, ma'am, it's the same company. Whoever you're talking about, I don't know anything about that information. I only know what is in front of me, which would be the charge for January the 12th for $49.89. And you said it was taken out your account on the 13th of January.
And Bite Hub took it out On the 14th, right? 13th.
On the 13th of January. We have not had access to your card information since January the 13th. We did not do anything else with your card. Your account was canceled on the 14th.
Why did you just tell me before you would take a payment down to $20?
What do you mean, ma'am? I take a payment of $20.
You said you would bring it down.
I didn't say what I said was I would give you that Bipes Hub, that monthly, instead of it being $49, I was going to make it $20 a month. But it's nothing that I can do with it now. But I didn't say I was going to change that amount for you. I cannot give you a refund on that. I cannot do anything with that amount of $49.89.
The only one that could do it is Bipes Hub.
No, ma'am. But Bipes Hub is what you apply for. You say you didn't do this or,
okay,
yeah.
Bipes Hub, H-U-B, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me what you were just saying.
So Bipes Hub is the same, it's the meal planning app for January. Ma'am, I'm not speaking on anything for March because I don't see anything for March. I'm only speaking on January charge. But the same thing I'm telling you, the representative told you when you called in on the 14th.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Bipes Hub is the one that actually used my card number and gave you that charge.
For January charge.
Okay, for that charge, right?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know anything for March.
Okay, thank you.